For WKMS News, I'm Chad Lambie. The Murray State men's basketball team begins OVC tournament play tonight against Eastern Kentucky University in Nashville. This will be the first tournament the Racers play without the support of their biggest fan, who's leaving behind quite a legacy. Whitney Jones has the story.
It's the last home game of the season. A Navy cover sits on the empty front corner seat where Jurel Suter sat, with Boss embroidered in gold. Jurel's family, the Suters, surround the seat that bears his nickname, shouting instructions to the players by name and jumping out of their seats each time a ball sinks into the right basket. That voice you hear is Jurel's son, Larry. Anyone in the family, or who sits nearby the Suters, will tell you when it comes to what Jurel was like in his heyday at Racer games, Larry is his spitting image. Larry and his older brother, Lindy, both remember coming to games as long as they can remember. But Lindy says the games haven't been as hard as he expected they would be without his dad.
The games, you get caught up in the action. And when you're intense Racer fans like myself, my brother, and the rest of the family, you have a tendency to just get focused on the game. But the difficult things, I think, is sharing the victories.
Jurel was 76 when he died in June. It was summertime, and most of the players were at their homes, far from Murray. Junior guard T.J. Sapp from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, recalls hearing the news of Jurel's death.
It was a real devastating thing when he passed. I wish I was here at the time because I wanted to attend the funeral. And I even heard how they did the whole funeral, driving around, and they even stopped here. And they played the last Racer fight song for them. And it just shows how long they've been a part of this whole Murray State Racer program.
Many of the players like Sapp know the Suters well, but weren't as close with Jurel. Lindy says his dad's health kept him from traveling to games and coming out as often as he wished during the past 3 years, including the big 2011-2012 season.
I remember him looking at me one day, and it just really hit me hard. He says, "Isn't it awful that I can't enjoy this incredible season? Because I just don't feel good. And all these years, and we finally make it to where he really always wanted us to see." And, you know, he didn't get to go to San Jose to the NCAA tournament when we beat Vanderbilt. He wasn't able to make it to Louisville. He just couldn't travel.
For the Suters, the players are family, brothers even. Those strong bonds are why the Suter men get so worked up at games. It's why Larry's wife, Susan, keeps a list on her fridge of all the players' birthdays and favorite cakes. And it's why Coach Steve Prohm sits in an office bearing Jurel's name.
That whole family is embedded in this program. We're sitting in the practice facility right now. They've been a big part of the building of this. And they're just big supporters of not just the program, but our guys. When you're away from home, that for those guys, that's a big deal.
Lindy says for the Suters, there's only one basketball team, and it runs in their blood.
A lot of kids grow up that way about the University of Kentucky. Well, in our household, it was all Murray State. You weren't even allowed to mention that name in our household.
But the Suters aren't the only ones whose doors are always open for the players. Larry says his father would want to share credit for supporting the men's Racer team.
He would say this, that there's lots of families like ours around. That's what's neat about Murray. There's lots of families. It's got generation after generation of Racer fans.
And all those fans and supporters like the Suters that have shaped the Racer team into what it is can be found in one place during the season. That's game day at the CFSB Center. For WKMS News, I'm Whitney Jones.